It is around this time that I also remember sitting in front of the three-way mirror upon Mother's dressing table. With her cherry bomb lipstick, I carefully painted my pouting lips, her peach negligee hanging off my tiny limbs, her clip-on earrings catching the light as I tilted my head side to side. I hadn't heard him open the door, but how could I forget that look of horror on Father's face as he joined mine in the mirror? Poof. Queer. That's what they used to say. These names hurt much more than when they called me retard, because I didn't really know what retard meant. I knew I was thick. I'd been told so often that I could live with that. But being a puff and a queer, even before you knew you were one yourself, was just too much to comprehend. That was why he was taking me to school that day. My brothers wouldn't walk with me anymore, because the other kids might hate them, the way they hated me. The scent of linseed oil fills my nostrils out of nowhere. Father's van always stank of it. It was in the putty he would put into cracks along window frames before he painted them. A bland smell. I hate bland smells. They make me sick. Vanilla is a bland smell. Cinnamon is not. Neither is mixed spice. Garlic isn't a bland smell, but still it makes me sick, in an oily kind of a way. Which doesn't make sense, really, and I hate it when things don't make sense. They must, otherwise I keep picking at them until they do. I can still see that day so clearly. A huge bag of licorice all sorts in my lap to share with my class. But I didn't have a single friend. No one liked that I rocked back and forth. Everybody was always telling me to stop. But why would you stop something that made you feel better? I did want to fit in. Honestly, I did. But I knew I was too strange. Even Mother told me so. A particular sentence picked out in bold from my school report corroborated this insight. Liam takes great delight in irritating other children. I didn't know I was until then. Why didn't they just tell me? That was why I liked pretend people in books much better. I found them less pretend than real people, who never said what they meant.